It feels like a back injury. Do you know specifically, or can you share with us?
Nothing. So, no, nothing. It's nothing serious. Everything's good. Look forward to, like you said, practice all week and playing on Sunday.
Jordy, talk about the different stadiums and the lighting he works like as a receiver. What's difficult about U.S. Bank, or what do you like about it? I know you've only played there once.
I mean, I like the way it looks. I like the way it feels. We got good locker rooms, good showers, good training room. Those are very valuable in road stadiums. So, it's just another place to go play. So, I like that it's a dome.
Jordan, the defense they have has been together now 2 years under Zimmer. How do you notice that's different when there's some new pieces versus a group that's played a lot of snaps?
Just the continuity that they have, you can tell, especially on the back end, the way they rotate. They do a good job of disguising, and that only works if everyone's on the same page, because you can't show two different coverages, because then obviously we know something's up. But they rotate well, they communicate well, and you can tell they're on the same page.
What concerns you most about that environment? I mean, you guys have been there before.
I mean, just it'll be the usual dealing with the noise. Won't be anything different than any other road game, really. It's be a loud environment, fun one to go play in, and look forward to it.
And finally, a noon game too, Jordy.
Yes, finally. I look forward to getting home at like 5 o'clock.
So, is that the ideal, playing at noon on a Sunday?
The ideal is playing at 1 o'clock in Detroit. You get the extra hours of sleep, but it's actually noon back here, and you get home early. So, and it's a short flight. So.
This is a special time for your family. You just announced you adopted a third child.
I did not announce that. So.
All right. Well, can you explain just what is it like to have three now as opposed to two? How does that work at the Nelson household?
Well, we've had three for 7 months now. So, that was a little disappointing. But, with something being announced that was not brought to our attention beforehand. So, we've had three kids in our family for 7 months now. So, it's been processed through the adoption, and it's been a great way for us to grow our family, and glad to have it all complete now. And
how do you like your shirt?
I like it a lot. More importantly, it's impressive how quick they got it out. I think they're advertising it on Monday, and they got a hold of Devontae yesterday, like 2 o'clock or something, and they're here before we went to practice. So they did a good job.
Who's they? The pro shop? Or?
I don't know who made it. I don't want to say it because I might be saying the wrong one. So
it wasn't the shirts made by you guys then?
No, we know. Some company actually made them. I think they actually go through, I think, the NFLPA as well. So I would tell you, but I honestly don't know the exact name of it, or else I don't want to screw it up. So
Devontae said you're to blame for the celebration?
Yeah, I actually thought of this one. I was just trying to think of different things that either sports or activities that a group of people do that you can have fun with. I think it's been great for the league to allow us to go back to the group celebrations. I think it's more enjoyable than seeing an individual dancing over there by the pylon or something. So I think guys have gotten creative with it. A little upset with one that happened on Monday night because that was in our back pocket. So, so it's a challenge now to try to keep thinking of new ones.
You're a big bobsled fan?
I do like the Winter Olympics because the bobsled, I forget what the single man is that goes down. Those are events you don't ever see on TV. So it's fun to watch those when they're on for those months in the Winter Olympics and stuff. So I don't mind it. I think they're crazy for doing it, but they probably say the same thing about us.
Had you just watched Cool Runnings or something?
No, just trying to think of different things.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on ever doing something like that? Herschel Walker was in bobsled.
No, I will never be in a bobsled. Who? Randall or Devontae said a former Packer player.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Blair? Something Blair?
He's a receiver.
Yeah, he's actually in.
Johnny Quinn.
No, there's another one.
Oh, really?
He reached out to him on Twitter, but he said that's why we only had three instead of four, because he's actually like in Jamaica right now, actually preparing for the bobsled team. I forget what. Ask Randall when he comes back there. I think it was Randall who told me that. So that was even more ironic.
After watching the Viking celebration, though, to you, is it duck, duck, goose, or duck,
it's
duck,
definitely goose, 100%.
Not gray duck?
No, I've never heard of that in my life. Has anyone else heard of gray duck before?
Just a Minnesota fan.
was Trevor had a lot to do with this too? Devontae was saying.
Trevor brings up some good ideas.
Yeah.
So we got a whole, we're scheming right now, so we'll see.
The wins you had over Cincinnati and this one over the Cowboys with the, some of the backups playing, do you feel like your offense is ahead of schedule to be that versatile and pull out wins in those kinds of situations?
I don't know necessarily ahead of schedule. I think it's great for all of us to see those guys be successful. I think it's obviously great for them to be successful and for them to see them themselves. Because being a young guy, sometimes you don't know if you really can play at this level or not. I remember going through that stage, and so for them to be able to go out there and be successful is great for us, and it'll pay dividends down the road and obviously for their career down the road. It's great to get the wins, but, it's fun to see those young guys, take advantage of that opportunity and be successful with it.
Jordy, you're the current player rep for the Packers right now, correct?
Yes.
Will you be attending the meeting with Goodell next week discussing the anthem?
I have not been told about that. I haven't been invited to that. I know there's been some meetings and different guys. I think a lot of the guys have been East Coast guys that have, it's easier for them to make the trip to New York or wherever they're meeting. I have been a part of phone calls, but as of that I know, I will not be going.
How are those discussions going, I guess,
then? I think that they've been going good. What's been relayed to me, it's been a good open discussion between the players, Roger Goodell, some of the owners, some of the owners that are in that area have been there, and just trying to figure out what we can do. Obviously, the demonstration's one thing, but I think even their discussions are getting past that to what we can do in our communities, what we can do if it's legislative-wise or whatever. So I think they're all still trying to work that out. We're trying to all get on the same page as well as a PA and figure out what there are things that we can do and different things that are going on and different things guys have started. So, and get that out to the locker room so everyone can be on the same page and, like I said, continue to move it forward.